الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا.
Can I request all the brothers to please stand and move forward, please, as this will make it easier for everybody joining us. Please do stand up. Come move forward, inshallah. Please fill the gaps. If you see a gap, please fill it, sit inside it. Jazakumullahu khayra wa ahsanul jaza. Thank you very much, brothers. Also, if you do have very, very small children with you, and it's likely that they might need to use the bathroom during the Eid prayer, I will request you to just pray slightly closer to the back so it's easier for you to leave the masjid so that you can take them to the bathroom, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I should have begun with that. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My beloved brothers, alhamdulillah, today is the day of Eid al-Adha. This day is a symbol of true faith and true submission. So what effect will Iman produce? We see on this day that Ibrahim alayhi salam, in his very old age, he was cut off in a foreign land, having deserted his homeland and his people. And he was given a child, and the child turns out to be a model child. And with his forbearance confirmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Ibrahim alayhi salam had hardly enjoyed his son's company and seeing his youth bloom, whereas then he was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dream to slaughter his son. He didn't even get enough time to spend with him. But then he understood that this is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requiring sacrifice. So what was his attitude? He didn't hesitate for a single moment. The thought of disobedience didn't even occur to him. He thought only of submission. And this was enough for Ibrahim alayhi salam to comply. He didn't delay, he didn't even ask, "Ya Allah, why should I sacrifice my son?" Of course it was hard for Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is beyond doubt. Because he was not required to send the only son to jihad, nor put him to a task that would end in his death. Nothing of this sort. Instead, he was required to undertake the task himself with his own hands. And what task was that? It was to slaughter his own son by means of sacrifice. To Ibrahim alayhi salam, the question was of obedience. So since his Lord wanted something, he said, "If Allah wants it, so be it," without hesitation. His son should also know and accept it willingly, with submission too, and that he will earn the reward of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He himself had known the pleasure, and now he wanted his son to also feel that pure goodness and surpass everything in life, everything that life can offer. So what did his son say to the father? He says to him, "My father, do as you are commanded, and Allah willing, you will find me from amongst the patient ones." In this, there is an example of perfect humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must trust in Him. We must combine with complete obedience and submission to His will. So this scene, it moves further to show us the order being carried out. When the two of them had surrendered themselves to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Ibrahim alayhi salam laid him on his forehead, in the Quran it mentions once more, obedience, faith, and acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree rise to a far nobler standard than anything known to humanity. The father lies down his son's face, and then his son submits and shows no resistance. All of this takes place in reality. Such is self-surrender, my beloved brothers, which is the essence of Islam. It is complete trust, complete obedience, complete certainty, complete acceptance, complete submission, and complete action. Both father and son experience nothing except other than pure iman and pure tawheed. So this day is to commemorate this great event, which serves as a symbol of true faith and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Muslims celebrate the Eid of sacrifice. This event serves as a reference point for the Muslim community to know their first father, Ibrahim alayhi salam, whose faith it follows and to whom it traces its ancestry. It thus understands the nature of its faith based on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our perfect acceptance and reassurance. And whenever we are commanded to do something, we will never ever question why. So my beloved brothers, also on this day, we will be eating, inshallah, from amongst our qurbani. Hopefully, inshallah, everybody has also done a qurbani here. And not just sent it abroad, because one of the biggest essences is to eat from your own qurbani meat. So following in the footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salam, qurbani, the act of sacrificing an animal for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in accordance with the sunnah of our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For many of us, this experience is limited to filling out a donation form, going online, finding a trustworthy website to do your qurbani abroad somewhere, paying one share, £20, £40, whatever it is. That's all our qurbani is limited to. Or maybe cooking some extra nice food on that day. But my beloved brothers, it should not just be limited to that. What is the purpose of qurbani? What does Allah want from us? Why does He ask us to sacrifice an animal on this day? So we must remember these following few points. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never does their meat or their blood reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the animals, the qurbani animal. But what does reach Him is your taqwa. Allah tells us here that at our outwardly act of worship must be accompanied by taqwa and sincerity. Qurbani should not be an empty ritual or a cultural act which does not give much thought to. Instead, we have to perform it sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي, verily my prayers, وَنُسُكِي, my sacrifice, وَمَحْيَايَ, my life, وَمَمَاتِي, and my death are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They are all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. So He has no partner. This is what I am commanded, and I shall be the first of those who submit to Him. In the Quran, Allah repeatedly condemns the practice of the mushrikeen, who would sacrifice for other than Him. Thus, we must steer away from anything which leads to associating partners with Him or making anything or anyone equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for every ummah we prescribe the act of sacrifice so that they may take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over their livestock, and which He provided for them. So your God is one God, so submit to Him alone. Qurbani should make us glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us to Islam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have made the camels part of the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. There is much good in them for you, so invoke Allah's name over them as they are lined up for sacrifice. Then when they have fallen down dead, eat from it and feed those who do not ask as well as those who ask from you. We have subjugated them to you in this way so that you may be thankful. So qurbani is a reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great gift of being able to rear, slaughter, and consume the delicious meat, although an alien concept to us because of our excessive consumption to meat. We have meat a lot, so we don't really know its value. But when you go to those countries that don't get meat often, Eid al-Adha is the only day that they get the meat. So my beloved brothers, this is clear. That inshallah, if we have not done it so this year, that we have not done a qurbani here where we can eat from it, inshallah next year we make firm intention that along with doing it for the poor in other countries, we will also do a qurbani here. My beloved brothers, if me and you, this generation, we are currently doing that, meaning we don't have qurbani here, we're not buying a lamb or a sheep here, and we're not eating from it, or a cow, whatever it is, you're not buying it here, then your children are never going to know what qurbani is. And mashallah, alhamdulillah, we're still doing it abroad and we're fulfilling that obligation. But our children in the next generation, they might not know. They might not know what qurbani is. And they might not even do that. So if they see in the family, mashallah, the qurbani meat being eaten, then inshallah, they will also continue this on. May Allah give us the ability to practice upon this, inshallah, my beloved brothers. Also, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our fasting and our good deeds in these days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hajj of the hujjaji ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a hajji mabrur, an accepted hajj. May Allah make the remaining days easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be included in their prayers, my beloved brothers. I am being asked from behind, if you do see any spaces in front, please continue to fill them. Can I ask everybody just one more time? Shall I ask them again to stand up and come forward? Shall I ask them to come forward? Okay. My beloved brothers, I know I've asked you once before, but once again, please, can we, if you see a space in front of you, stand up and just come closer, please, my beloved brothers. I do think the downstairs is full, upstairs is full. What will happen is if we don't fill the masjid as much as possible, then people will be forced to pray outside in the rain. Of course, if the weather was good, it would have been, mashallah, it would have been nice, but unfortunately, it is raining today. Please do try and come forward and fill the gaps as much as possible, my beloved brothers. Jazakumullah khair. Once you've done it, brothers, you can sit down, inshallah. I will just very quickly explain the Eid prayer, and then we will begin, inshallah. We thank you very, very much for your cooperation, my beloved brothers. Thank you so much. A little bit of exercise before the Eid prayer does nobody harm, mashallah. Jazakumullahu khaira wa ahsanu al-jaza. Thank you very much, brothers. Okay. Let me just get confirmation that it is fine to start. Okay, some people are still coming in. Ya Ilahi. Thank you very much for that, brothers. So, inshallah, we will begin the Eid prayer. So, because we only have the Eid prayer twice in a year, we do tend to forget how to perform it, but mashallah, many of you will have researched it beforehand. So just a reminder for everybody, the Eid prayer has no adhan, no iqamah. It is a wajib prayer, so first of all, you will make your intention that I am making intention for 2 rakats, wajib Eid salah, behind the imam facing the qibla for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the 2 rakats, there will be a total of 6 extra takbirs. So there will be 3 extra takbirs in the first rakat, 3 extra takbir in the second rakat. So the imam will begin, we will all say Allahu Akbar, we will raise our hands up, and then we will fold them. Then you will read your dua istiftah, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka asmuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Before the imam begins the qirat of Surah Fatiha, this will be where we will do the 3 extra takbirs in the first rakat. So you will raise your hands up, first extra takbir, Allahu Akbar, we will drop them by our side. Second takbir, Allahu Akbar, raise them up, drop them by your side. The third takbir, Allahu Akbar, you will raise it up and then you will fold it on the third takbir. Then the imam will do the surah Fatiha with a surah and the first rakat will be completed as normal. Thereafter, we will stand for our second rakat. Imam will immediately begin qirat, so there will be surah Fatiha and a surah. At the end of the surah, before going into the ruku, they will be the last three extra takbirs. So after the imam finishes the surah, we will do 3 extra takbirs. So the first extra takbir, we will raise our hands up, Allahu Akbar, drop them by the side. Second takbir, Allahu Akbar, raise them up, drop them by your side. And third takbir, Allahu Akbar, raise it up, drop it by your side. And then the imam will say a fourth Allahu Akbar, but this Allahu Akbar will be the takbir intiqaliyah to go into ruku. After the imam goes into ruku, we will complete the salah as normal. Immediately after the salah, there will be no dua. Everybody is requested to stay seated because that is when the khutbah will take place. So the imam will leave his position, he will go to the minbar, and then he will deliver the 2 khutbahs, and inshallah, thereafter will be the conclusion of our Eid prayer, inshallah. Everybody understands? Jazakumullah khair. Let's begin. Wa aqim as-salah.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة، لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الذي جعل لكل أمة منسكا ليذكروا اسم الله على ما رزقهم من بهيمة الأنعام وعلم التوحيد وأمر بالإسلام الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا إلى دار السلام. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين قاموا بالإقام الإحكام وبذلوا أنفسهم وأموالهم في سبيل الله، فيا لهم من كرام، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أما بعد، فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد، فشرع لكم ما فيه مع أعمال بالإخلاص والصدق النية، وبين نبيه وصفيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوبها وفضائلها. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إحراق الدم، وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها، وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض، فطيبوا بها نفسا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا رسول الله، ما هذه الأضاحي؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام. قالوا: فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة حسنة. قالوا: فالصوف يا رسول الله؟ قال: بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من وجد سعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. وقال ابن عمر رضي الله عنه: الأضاحي يومان بعد يوم الأضاحي، وعن علي مثله، وهذا بعض من الفضائل، وتعلموا من العلماء المسائل. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها، ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم، ولعلكم على ما هداكم، وبشر المحسنين. بارك الله، بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، يا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أبو بكر في الجنة، وعمر في الجنة، وعثمان في الجنة، وعلي في الجنة، وطلحة في الجنة، والزبير في الجنة، وعبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة، وسعيد بن زيد في الجنة، وسعيد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة، وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة، رضي الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في شأنهم: أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل في شأنهم: رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه، أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعلي لواء الإسلام في كل مكان وحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى. اللهم زدها تعظيما وتكريما وتشريفا. اللهم أعتق رقابنا ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وإخواننا وأخواتنا والمسلمين والمسلمات من النار. اللهم عليك بالظالمين المفسدين الذين قد ملأوا الأرض فسادا وملأوها ظلما وبغيا وعدوانا وحسدا. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا أرحم الراحمين، واجعلنا من الفائزين والقانتين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا واشف مرضى المسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذنا ولمشائخنا ولأزواجنا ولأولادنا ولأصدقائنا ولأعزتنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن له حق ومن وإحسان علينا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. عيد مبارك to everybody. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال.
these.